Vivavatara. Tama dhamma kicho nakare vichara. Please, someone else. Vivavatara. Udama adama kichana kare vichara. Imamata itanda prema avatara. Udama adama kichana kare vichara. Mataji's. Mataji's. Udama dama kishana bare vichara. Vayata nitanda givavagara.
Udama dama kishana bare vichara.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Ratnabhusha, Nabhusha, could you kindly help me to the get this text up somehow. So, preme, in ecstatic love, mata, mad, Nitananda, Lord Nityananda, kripa, merciful, avata, incarnation. Uttama, good. Adhama, bad. Kichu, any. Na, not. Kade, makes. Vichara, consideration. This now is a text which describes the glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. To introduce the text, I would like to make a point. As we go on in our spiritual life,
wir often see that alone I'm helpless. We see our own inadequacies or failures to be at the place in Krishna consciousness where we would like to be, more pure, more thinking of Krishna, less thinking of ourselves. We would like to be there, but as we go through life, we can see that we need help to come there. And as we look for help all around, we look for the help of friends, maybe the help of near and dear ones, the help of our spiritual master. We pray when we go to Vrindavan for help from Radha Syam Sunda and Krishna Balaram. We go to sadhus. And a question comes as we are becoming, let me see, geologists or miners who want to mine help, you know, who want to mine Kuripa. Where can I get, or where can I draw the maximum amount of help? Where can I draw the maximum amount of support and Kuripa? This question comes when you are looking for spiritual energy from above. Where shall I go? Where will I find what I'm looking in the maximum degree? And the journey for to search for Kripa really it eventually comes at Lord Nityananda's lotus, to Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. And there is a reason why. See, normally someone who wants to have something very high needs to have high qualifications. Okay, you know, when you go to a Swiss bank and you want to draw 1,000 Swiss francs, the cashier will ask you, okay, what's your qualification? Do you have some good account here with us? Have you deposited a lot of money? Are you a rich man? Or imagine you want 20,000 francs or you want 1 billion francs. My God, he will really check. Are you qualified? Have you deposit? Is your deposit big enough? Only a drunken cashier would give you 1 million Swiss francs or euros without asking for your deposits, you know, what your qualification really to draw. And exactly this is the reason why we go to Lord Nityananda. He is intoxicated by ecstatic love. Here's the translation for you. Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. So even if you feel you are a little bad or still, you know, 5% bad, if you have a very high estimation of yourself, you think I'm 4% bad. Or if you are like me who thinks I'm really 90% bad or 95% or unqualified, let us use the word unqualified for such a high thing as love of Godhead, huh? Then you will think of Lord Nityananda. And you feel best when you sit under the shade of his lotus feet. Then you feel best. You feel, this is where I should be. I should have a hat with the feet of Lord Nityananda on it. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me, says Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Although I am sinful, And although I'm the most fallen, he has conferred upon me, conferred means he has bestowed upon me, the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. I'm not fit to speak all these confidential words, you know, which he has written in his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not fit to speak such high topics about my visiting Lord Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda and getting mercy. But because Lord Nityananda has brought me there, I will talk. This is how he says. Huh? He really talks how Lord Nityananda, this is what he speaks about, has given him Lord Madan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, the enjoyer of the rasa dance, who's directly the son of the king of Braj. And let me see how this continues. And he enjoys the rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, Sri Lalita and others. He manifests himself as the Cupid of Cupids, most attractive. And then, let me end this. Krishnadas Kaviraj wants to say that he has drawn the highest treasure from the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, who is causelessly merciful. And he ends with a description which is actually taken from the 10th canto, where the gopis had lamented out of separation from Krishna. They had all assembled at the banks of the river Jamuna with a broken heart. They had not, the Lord had called them, had briefly given them an audience, and then disappeared. So the gopis were really very, very disturbed. And they went to the bank of the Yamuna and simply engaged in Sankirtan and singing the glories of their Lord. And then the Lord appeared before them, wearing yellow garments and decorated with a flower garland. Lord Krishna appeared among the gopis with his smiling lotus face. He looked directly like the Shama of the heart of Cupid. The beautiful verse which I think those who love verses like to hear. Tasam avirabhuchori syayamana mukambuja pitambarada rashragvi sakshan manmata manmata. Krishna had appeared before the gopis. And he had carried his pitambara, which he usually wears around his neck. He had carried this like this on his hand because he wanted to show the gopis the garland which they had made for him, which was still decorating his chest. He was bare-chested and just had this garland on his chest as a expression of, see how I care for you, I have your garland. See, and it's not covered with my pitambara. I have arranged my cloth in such a way that I'm now carrying the pitambara so that it doesn't block that which I want to show you, your own garland, which I respect it very much. So, this is the form in which Krishna, Das Kaviraj, wants to meditate about Krishna. Krishna who shows his devotees, see, here, huh? You remember this garland? I have come with your loving offering, which I have accepted, to show you that I care, I accept you. So this highest thing our highest treasure, Krishna, in the forest of Vrindavan, has been given, told Krishna Das Kaviraj, by the mercy of him who does not distinguish between who is qualified or not, the one who is intoxicated and therefore does not distinguish. When I was young, I was naughty, like young boys are. And there was one drunken man in our neighborhood. His name was Fritz Monarch. And Fritz Monarch was he was from a good parental household, but he had just become, he didn't care. He was a professor previously, but now he was drinking. And when he was very drunk, I always would go to him because he had some money from his past. And I would say, can you give me, I want to buy some sweets. Can you give me 10 marks, please? And Fritz Monarch said, take. Then later he went through the town and said, who's got 10 marks from me? When he was not drunk any longer. I kept my mouth closed. So Lord Nityananda is intoxicated. Prema Mata, he's drunk from the cup of Prema. And you can go to him and get your blessings, especially today on his appearance day. All right. This is the second text. I would like now to speak about this a little. Can we give this back to Ratnabhushan? Thank you, Ratnabhushan, for this very well working computer. Now you need to listen very carefully, because in order to draw that mercy from the object of mercy, you must have some little understanding of how he is. It's called sambandha, huh? Some connection you must have, and that's why we listen about this. I would also request, because many of you had a long journey and are maybe a little tired, that we can open the window just a little bit so that no one dies from the cold, but that there's sufficient amount of oxygen available to. So, once, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Lord Nityananda in the court of Srivas Pandit, one great devotee, Murari Gupta, came to offer his obeisances. Gauranga was sitting on one side with a golden complexion, and Lord Nityananda, so joyful and blissful, like a little child, sat next to him. So Murari Gupta saw the two brothers and paid his obeisances to Gauranga Mahaprabhu first. Then he got up, went before Lord Nityananda and paid his obeisances to Nityananda. Gauranga Mahaprabhu immediately stopped him and said, you have done wrong. You don't know anything about Vaishnav etiquette? Murari Gupta said, my Lord, what can I do? What can I know about these details? I don't know even what I have done wrong. You are in the full control of my heart. I've simply acted according to your desire. Vaishnavas are also intelligent. Whatever I have done, you have inspired me to do. So you have to correct me if I have done something wrong. The Lord smiled and said, okay, Murari, now I won't instruct you what you have done wrong. Go home for now. Tonight you will come to know everything and tomorrow come back and then we can discuss. Now, Murari Gupta was totally perplexed. What could I have done wrong? I have done my obeisances and I was very humble. I was standing there. So he fell asleep. And in his sleep, he all of a sudden saw the divine personality of Lord Nityananda walking in front of Lord Gauranga like a drunken elephant. Actually, the text says not like a drunken elephant. I somehow have this today. My point is drunken with love. It was like a royal wrestler, very strong, powerful. All of a sudden, Murari Gupta saw how from Lord Nityananda, hoots of snakes came. Do you know what is hoot? These are these big heads which are blown up. He saw, my Lord, what is happening? His hand held a plow. And he looked just like Lord Balaram, who is the source of Ananta Shesha. Behind him walked Gauranga Mahaprabhu, walking behind Balaram with Ananta Shesha, the plow. And Gauranga smiled and said, "Do you know, now understand who he is? He is Balaram. He must be worshipped first. I'm younger. I'm the small brother, Kanai. Just think about this deeply in your mind and then you will know what to do." So Murari Gupta understood the merciful revelation that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to establish in this world Vaishnav etiquette amongst many other things. Mostly he wanted to spread the chanting of the holy name, but Vaishnav etiquette was very important for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he said we must do Vaishnav seva, and this would be is one of the principal foundations of his spiritual path. And Vaishnav etiquette means you have to first give obeisances to those devotees who are superior. Like when we hand around the light, the lamp from the altar, we will go to those first who are superior, who are senior, and then we will go to those who are junior. This is one part of Vaishnav etiquette. We will respect brahmanas first. We will respect the guru first. You will respect those who are senior devotees first, because we want to have their mercy, and the mercy will only flow if you, as the recipient of the mercy, come into a position where you are honoring the high placed Vaishnavas from whom you want the mercy. So next morning, Murari Gupta took quickly his shower, went again to see Nitai Gauranga, and looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, smiled, and went directly to Nityananda and offered his obeisances. First to Lord Nityananda, then he got up and did again an obeisance to Lord Gauranga, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya joked with him, "What happened to you? You have changed from one night." And Murari Gupta said, "My Lord, you are in full control of my heart. I have again acted only because of your desire." So my dear devotees, Lord Nityananda is the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand, is Lord Krishna, who covers himself with the loving moods of Srimati Radharani. And Lord Nityananda is his older brother, who? Balaram. That's why we chant Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. When we say Ram, we refer to Balaram. This Nitai acts in this world as the guru of all Vaishnavas and the best servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, as when we get your brains out of the pockets, huh? Put them here where they belong and listen very carefully. I will be quite fast today because of covering many subjects and the day has many things, so I really request you. It's very important for me to talk to you today on the essential principle of spiritual progress. The essential principle which helps you to make spiritual progress, if you study this, is the mercy which you get, or the blessings which you get from Sadhu Sangha. See, if we want to make advancements, there are two things. Shastra, the scripture, who informs us, and the sadhus, who are representatives of the divine scriptures, who live the text. Now the scriptures teach us passively. They will not really go to us and really make us understand. The sadhus, the devotees, will teach us actively. I remember we had this Radhadesh convention, and Madhava Prabhu gave a very, very convincing example of how the sadhus teach actively. He was in the 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan, and one day Aindra Prabhu stands with a gamsha and cleaning equipment in his hand before his doors and says, "Come, Madhava, today we clean the toilets of the Brahmachari ashram." So Madhava, young boy, Madhava, says, you must be joking. Because everyone knows the toilets of the Brahmachari ashram in Vrindavan are intense toilets. Intense? Why? Because, you know, I don't want to talk so graphically, but you know, sometimes there is some digestion problem in Vrindavan also available, and you know, the toilets look intense. They are in frequent use, and let's not talk about toilets this morning. So you must be joking, you know. And Aindra was not joking. He wanted the person who was in under his care and his team of the 24 hours to learn the essential principle of chanting the holy name, humility, which you learn really when you do humble services. You know, what you read in the scriptures about humility becomes realized when you do humble service. It doesn't become realized in a theoretical way. Humility is something which you can only learn when you are practicing. And for this, you know, the Bhagavad Gita didn't take Madhava to a clean bathroom, or the Chaitanya Charitamrita didn't stand on his door and said, let's now make a lesson in Trinada Pisunichena, in humility. It was a living sadhu who took him by the hand and gave him and enrolled him in the school of humility. I think many of us have similar recollections or stories when a devotee was there who really took the work, who really took the care, who really went out of his way to teach us something which we need. I think we remember lessons our spiritual masters have given us, where they went and really made a point. This person has not yet understood. I now need to put him into a situation which we could call a learning situation. So, therefore it says the essential principle, even more intensely as a teacher than Shastra, which is so important, is sadhus. This doesn't mean Shastras are less important than sadhus. No, it means they go hand in hand. The scriptures and those who live the scriptures and they teach you. But you need those who live the scriptures because they teach you actively. They get out of their way and they enter your life and they do something with you. So, when you want to make advancement, in the beginning there are devotees, in the middle there are devotees, and at the end even there are devotees. No one of us comes into the spiritual world without the invitation of the servants of Radha and Krishna. These devotees are even there at the end, towards the end of our spiritual progress. Therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha Krishna Prema Janmitenho Bhuna Mukhyanga. The root cause means like the root of a tree is the cause of the tree and the nourisher of the tree. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when you are yourself quite advanced, it says when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Don't be a lonely wolf or a lonely wolfess. I don't know what is a female wolf. Let's call it. There's goddess, there's a wolfess. Don't be a loner and think you can do the journey alone. You require those who actively teach you the wisdom of the Shastras, which is there. I want to now doubt what I have said. I want to say a doubt which is very strong, especially in us Westerners. We think, well, I would like to do it alone. I mean, I would like to really go to Krishna alone. Why do I need someone in between, please? Vaishnavas and the Guru, why do I need these disturbances in my life? We feel like this because many of us have been hurt in relationships, in human relationships, and disappointed and frustrated in them. No? I can see because, you know, I'm a preacher who really is still considering his main service to be grassroots preaching. And I know many people are attracted who are socially incompetent, you know, who have some hurt in their heart, and you are a little bit covering themselves with a chatter and sit in the corner. You know these people? I was one of them. I may still be one of them, you know. Why do I need anyone in between? Now, its effect, you don't need anyone in between you and God, someone who blocks your vision and so on. But what you need is someone who helps you to come closer to Krishna. Like the lenses, the many lenses in the telescope, you know, when you want to see the stars in the night close, you take a telescope and you see the three, in the telescope you sometimes find, I don't know, 5 lenses or 10 lenses. In the very big telescopes you find a lot of lenses. And they help you to see more clear. They help you, these lenses, to be connected better. So this is the way how the Guru Parampara works. It works like a telescopic system which is meant to bring the object which is in the distance close to you. It is not meant to be in between you and the object of your worship. It is meant to bring it closer to you by taking you by the hand and say, my boy, my girl, come now forward and march in this direction. This is what you need to learn. You have not understood this properly. I can see by the frustrated look on your face. Hare Krishna. The Vaishnavas help us. The Guru helps us. They make us see properly. And their love is different than the love of the people of the world. Their love is that they see us as the property of Krishna and in this way reinstate us. Huh? They see us as part of Krishna. They see us not as objects of their enjoyment. They see us as a property of Krishna. You belong to Radha. You belong to Krishna, and I want to help you. When Krishna sees us behaving badly towards Vaishnavas or towards the Guru, he withdraws from us. You know, there's this first offense in chanting, which makes Krishna go away from you. It is to blaspheme saintly persons who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the worst offense against the lotus feet of the Lord. Krishna feels like this in the heart. My devotees are giving so much help to the conditioned souls, and here is someone who kicks them? Oh, what is this? What is this? This is not good. Krishna. Now I want to adjust the microphone. Please don't help me, because I know how to do this very well. I'm doing this since 40 years, and you are newcomers in the art of microphone, so stay where you are. I know when I do this, mostly 10 people jump up, and they all try to help. One pulls it in one direction, the other in another. And okay. So, why are we not yet more advanced? Why are we at the places where we are? Why is the holy name not yet coming to us? My dear devotees, most properly we have done some aparad. Yesterday I sat next to a scholar in the airplane from London to Zagreb. And the scholar reads our books. Now you find scholars who know our books much better than us. And he said, I have a doubt in your books. I said, yes. please say your Dham. I read in your books that if one hears such and such part from the Bhagavatam, one immediately, you know these statements, huh? Becomes blissful, or, you know, when one chants the names, one develops pure love of Godhead. Huh? I have read many such statements. But I have not seen so many ecstatic devotees. Are they not reading? Are they not chanting? Why is the result not coming? That I said, oh, why do you bring such an inauspicious subject matter on the airplane? Oh. I was thinking about myself. I'm trying to serve, trying everything. Why is not? Yes, something is coming, but and then I said, when you eat a sweet and you have a leaf on your tongue, does your tongue taste the sweet or not? He said, most probably not. Then I continued, is that the fault of the sweet, or is that the fault of something else? He said, well, what if my tongue is covered, how can I taste anything? Yes, yes, yes. Now this is the problem. If you are covered with avidya, with ignorance, if you covered with aparad, how can you taste anything of the nectar of Krishna consciousness? Ignorance and aparads. This is the covering which keeps us bound to material consciousness. Now I have good news for you. Don't worry, I won't leave the lecture here. It is exactly on this space of our, in this part of our consideration and discussion, where we have to ask, okay, I'm disqualified, but how can I, is there any way for me? And there is a way. Lord Nityananda, he is merciful even to the offenders. You must know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one chants, there's Krishnadas Kaviraj says, one can chant for Bahu Janma. Bahu Janma means many births, huh? And not develop love of Godhead if one is an offender. Huh? But Nitananda is merciful even to the offenders. And listen to my proof, my dear devotees, because you may not believe it. Do you know Jagai and Madai? They used to physically attack devotees. Physically. No one was safe when these two rogues wandered around in Navadvip. They would even attack brahmanas. And beat them. They would rape young girls. They would just take them behind the bushes and do impossible things. They were really bad. They were really offenders. And they even attacked Lord Nityananda. So when both of them attacked them, but then Lord Nityananda stood before them and said, brothers, I have only one request. Chant the name of Gauranga. Then Jagai, one of the brothers, understood. We went too far. This is a sadhu. And he paid his obeisances. But Madai was so drunken that he went, as we say in German language, he went for the kill. I don't know if you have done street fighting like myself. There's something when you get the opponent down to the ground, and then you can decide, will I now be merciful and stop the fight, or will I go for the kill, which is easy when the opponent is on the ground. Some knowledge of street fighting, no? So Madai didn't stop, even though Nityananda was already bleeding on his forehead. He wanted to really hurt him entirely. And Jagai stopped him. He fell into the around the body of Madai and said, and wrestled him down to the ground, "You don't do this. You don't do this. Stop." And so this was the situation, a very aggressive situation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately appeared on the scene, and there was this huge wheel of fire circling around him, Sudarshan Chakra, and he was going to actually end the life of the two offenders who had dared to attack his older brother. Then Lord Nityananda pleaded with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He caught him by the legs and said, "Please forgive them." And Lord Chaitanya was ready to forgive one of the two, Jagai, but not the one who went for the kill, not Madai. Again, Lord Nityananda stopped Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya couldn't do anything because Nityananda was there. Now, Madai afterwards came to his senses, and he could never forgive himself. He wanted to punish himself. He thought, "I have hurt Lord Nityananda by drawing blood from him. In his body resides Lord Chaitanya, but I was so sinful, I was hurting him." Day and night, Madai was haunted by these feelings and cried and cried. Now, Lord Nityananda, you must know, he is a very, very special personality. We say Avadhuta. He's not following any rules and regulations. He's just very transcendental. He walked around in Navadvip everywhere like a carefree child. He would go into the houses. He would take butter. "Give me something to eat." He would sometimes see bulls, and he jumped on top of the bulls, and he was riding on the bull. You are not supposed to sit on a cow or a bull. They are Dharma, you know. He would jump into the Mother Ganga, and he would swim with the crocodiles. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya had to come to the Ganga when he was informed and shout, "Nitai, get out of the water! Don't play with the crocodiles!" You know. Nityananda would say, "Who plays with crocodiles?" And he would laugh. He was really like this. Now, totally free from prestige, he walked around, just totally lovable, funny, with a smile, happy smile, and he would just be just so lovable. Everyone loved Lord Nityananda. One day, Madai, who had these psychological feelings of guilt, he went to him and grabbed his lotus feet and bathed this lotus feet of Nityananda with his tears and prayed. I've written down the prayer. I want to say this nicely. This is my little orchestra. "My Lord," he said, "the entire cosmic manifestation rests upon you. Your body is so soft and gives Krishna great pleasure when you expand as his bed and when he lies on you. And yet I was such a monster and so sinful that I heard that same transcendental body. Who is more wretched than I? Simply by remembering your form, one is freed from material bondage. And yet, this spiritual body was bleeding because I hit you. You are always inclined to forgive those who are surrendered to you. You have appeared to deliver the most fallen. Please allow me shelter at your lotus feet, which can save anyone from the endless cycle of repeated birth and death. So, do you want to know what Lord Nityananda answered? This will bring tears to your eyes, Philip. It is really something special. He said, "Get up, Madai. You are my servant, and I now reside in your body. Is a father disturbed if his little child hits him? I have accepted your beating in a parental mood." You know, is the father disturbed when the child goes, "Pitch"? I mean, maybe if he is from Croatia, he beats back, but I'm trying to wake you up. No father is disturbed. Like this. I'm sorry, I know you're good parents. You know. So Madai was still not convinced. He said, "Please give me service by which I can become free from these offenses." And Lord Nityananda very intelligently said, "Well, whom have you heard?" Madai said, "I don't know, because I was drunken, dead drunken. I don't remember what I did in this state." And then Nitai gave him this. He said, "Build a bathing ghat, and whoever comes, you serve them." You know, in India, people who go to the bathing ghat, they pass before they enter the Ganga, and therefore bathing ghats are often full with human piles, and shaved hair is there. They brush their teeth and spit on the ground. It's a, you can get good infections there in the bathing ghats when they are not cleaned properly. So you build the bathing ghat and you then go into the toilets, so to say. You clean everything, and you help people in many ways, by giving cloths to them to dry themselves, and stand at this bathing ghat and beg forgiveness from everyone who comes there, because you in this way you meet everyone and pray for their blessings. Free yourself in this way from the results of your terrible offenses. Krishna. I want to give another and last example of Nityananda's mercy. Do you know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with Kala Krishnadas to South India? Do you remember? It was his servant, and Kala Krishnadas, and South India are the most beautiful ladies in the world, they say. Gandhi, you know, Gandhiji, said, "In Kerala, the fairies live." He called these ladies fairies. Do you know what is a fairy? They are moving in fairy tales, and they look usually very beautiful. So Gandhi called these ladies from Kerala and that Karnataka district fairies. And it is there where these gypsies lived, the Bhattataris, who had these beautiful ladies with whom they would earn money, you know, by you know what. And Kala Krishnadas met one of these beautiful ladies, the ladies of deception, they are called, and had some relationship with one of these beautiful girls, they wanted, the Bhattacharyas had done this to get a new member, Kala Krishna Das. I do remember there was a religious sect in the 80s. They did this with their members, the female members. It was called flirty fishing. Very, very, really, very, how can I? So Bhattacharyas did this, flirty fishing, and Mahaprabhu saw that my servant is gone, and he found him with the Bhattacharyas, and he took him back. He grabbed him by the hair. He kept him as a servant all this while, but when he received back in Puri, when he went back to Puri, he rejected Kala Krishna Das. He said to Sarvabhauma, please consider the character of this man who has accompanied me to South India. He left my service in order to associate with the Bhattacharyas. I brought him back here now, but now I'm asking him to leave. Go, you can go wherever you want. He can go wherever he likes. I'm no longer responsible for him. I brought him back. But now, Nityananda saw, here is a person who's rejected by Gauranga. He has no chance. Do you know what Nityananda did? He went to Kala Krishna Das, and he said, Kala Krishna Das, I have some service for you. What, for me? But I'm rejected. Oh, my brother is a little temperamental. You go now to Sachi Devi and all the Vaishnavas of Navadvip and tell them what they are longing to hear since a long, long time. They are they have no news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They know he is somewhere traveling in South India. They are most probably worried for his life and so on. So you go and tell them Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come back to Puri and they can see him. The best news. So Kala Krishna became the carrier of the best news. It's very good to be a carrier of best news. You get a lot of blessings. What? Is it true, Kala Krishna Das? Blessed are you for this information. And Mother Sachi would bless him and everyone. So, the conclusion here is, even if you are feeling your path is hopeless, even if you feel, I have been a sinner, I have been not good, I have been bad, don't get mental, don't despair, don't give up. Go today to the lotus feet of Nityananda. He will soon give his darshan. And then, just pray. Prabhupada has talked on this principle of taking shelter of Lord Nityananda. He said, we are moving in this life on account of spiritual strength. This strength comes from Balaram and Nityananda, same person. Don't think you can do many things without spiritual strength. You can go to the bathroom without spiritual strength. Well, a little spiritual strength, you even need to, the soul needs to be there to carry you. But the real significant things in your life can only be done when you have spiritual strength. That you get through Nityananda Ram and through their servants, the spiritual masters who are expansion of the guru principle. See, Nityananda Balaram is the guru tattva, original Guru Tattva, that you can get. Prabhupada says, someone who does not have the shelter of Balaram and Nityananda cannot be peaceful, but he is full of anxieties. Let us listen from Prabhupada about Nityananda. Who, if you remain in the material existence, you will suffer anxiety. No one is free from anxieties in this material world. You will suffer it. If you want peace, then you must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Then Prabhupada said, our real aim of life is how to go back home to Godhead and associate with Radha and Krishna. And he says so nice, if you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then and only then you will be happy. Nityananda's appearance day is for me personally a day where I get hope. It is the most hopeful day in my own spiritual life. Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu never gets angry with anyone. He never gives up on anyone. And I personally look for a lot of mercy in my life. As I grow older, the years pass by, more and more I know that my path is difficult. If the sadhus and the Lord Nityananda is not merciful, where will I go? Where will I end? A gloomy destiny waits. So that mercy is available today. So I would like to sing with you now a song of hope. It's by Lochan Das Thakur. It's called Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Roy. She Nityananda Prabhu never gets angry. Can we ask Madhava to play Vedanga for this? Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Beda. Yes? We have to find the melody. Maybe someone can communicate with the altar, Radha Krishna, the altar. And then tell me. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedai. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Veda. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Veda. Paramananda Nityananda Rai Lord Nityananda Rai never gets angry. He is always in ecstasy, supreme bliss. Oh, my Lord Nityananda has no false ego. He wanders to every town and village in Nadia, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing, and offering Krishna Prema to everyone indiscriminately. Adama Patite Rive Dvare Dvare Giya Harinama Mahamantra Dene Bilaya. Hari Nama Mahamantra Dena. Sri Nityananda goes to every doorstep and knocks on the door. Tap, tap, tap! He goes to those who are very much distressed, very good, like us. Degraded, very good, like us. And fallen, yes, us. He goes to them and gives them Krishna Prema. He says, please chant, please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yare deko, tare koho, dante trina dori. Amare ke niya laha baja gaura hari. Jare deke tare kahe tante trina dori. Amare ke niya lahe baja gaura hari. Whomever he meets, catching straw between his teeth, he begs them, oh brothers, please do the bhajan of Sri Gaura Hari and purchase me. Purchase me, purchase me. Eto boli Nityananda bhume gadi jaya sora repa vata jena dula telo thaya. Eta boli Nityananda bhumi gadi jaya sonaga pavate yena yula telataya. Saying this, Lord Nityananda rolls on the ground in the dust. He cries and sheds tears. He looks like a mountain of gold rolling on the ground. He na vatare jara ratina janilo lochana bole se papi elora gelo. Ahena vatare jara ratina janilo lochana bole se papi elo adagelo. Saying this, such a merciful incarnation is Lord Nityananda. If someone does not develop love for such an incarnation as Sri Nityananda Ram, then Lord Chan says, such a sinful person wastes his life remaining in the cycle of birth and death. He cannot be delivered. Oh, Akura Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Medai. Akura Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shuno Nithai Nagare Vedai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Shri Go Nityananda Ram ki, Shri Nitai Gaur ki, Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. So let me ask now, one moment.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. We forgot to greet all of you on the... wherever you are, in your homes, and where you see this as a... I think the English word is a web stream. We are very, very grateful. I know that many wished to come and express their desires, but can only be with us by this internet. We all include you in our prayers, and it's as good as you are with us. don't worry. This is presence through internet. Hare Krishna. So, one thing which is very important for me to say is that, again, Saranandi is in the hospital, and obviously she is distressed that she is not able to participate. And, you know, if Saranandi is in the hospital on Nityananda's appearance day, we know it is something very, it's something serious. So I request the devotees to pray for this nice Vaishnavi who has done a lot of service and is doing a lot of service, so that she can get relief and is nicely carried through whatever Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya have planned for her on her way back home, back to Godhead. Good. Hare Krishna. Maybe she is there in the internet. Good. Now, we will not have questions and answers on this because we have the initiation ceremony and we want to start at 11.